Let's turn in God's Word to Acts and chapter 12. Acts chapter 12, we'll be reading verses 1 through 25. Acts 12, and beginning in verse 1, these are the words of the living and true God, so let's give our attention to them, for they are His words. Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James the brother of John with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to the four courtesans of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly," or "Rise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he saith unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. And when they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, "Thou art mad." But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he, beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Go show these things unto James and to the brethren." And he departed and went into another place. Now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus the king's chamberlain their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, "It is the voice of a god, not of a man." And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms, and gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. And those are God's words. And so now in this passage we see more persecution, beloved, because the Lord sovereignly and eternally decrees persecution as one of the means to heighten the senses of the hearers of the gospel, and we praise the Lord for this. that James the Apostle is killed by Herod Agrippa. And we, if we were the church then, we would mourn greatly, and yet we ought to praise as well the Lord, because this is used to the spread of the gospel. And because this pleased the Jews, that is, putting James to death, Herod also took Peter as well and put him in prison, intending, as it says in what we read, that after Easter, or after the Jewish Passover, to bring him forth to the people. Now, that's not calling Christians to celebrate the Passover, or Easter, as it was historically called until a new name, Passover, was given to it by Tyndale, when he translated it in English. But marking the Jewish calendar followed by Herod, that's what we need to see here, that this was the Jewish calendar followed by Herod. And then we see through verse 19, the prayers of the church are heard as they're praying for Peter and for the other persecuted Christians. The angel of the Lord came and rescued Peter out of the prison to show forth the Lord's power. In verse 11, when Peter, he thought he was having a vision, but then he finally came to himself, it says, when he could come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews," the people who wanted the Christians to be put to death. And Peter came to where the church was meeting. They were praying in Mark's mother's house, the mark that is taken with Barnabas and Paul later in the passage. And he comes there and he shows that the Lord has answered the prayers of these saints. And then through verse 23, you see here what happens to those who persecute and harm the people of God. Now Herod had put to death James, and then he had persecuted Peter. And when this happens, we need to remember that sinners are called to account for the wickedness of the deeds of their deeds as well as their wicked endeavors, and here upon God's people. So when the people in verse 22 applauded Herod and they said of him, "The voice of a god and not of a man," Herod had not stopped them nor gave God the glory, but took pride in himself, and the pride that often ministers of the gospel have and need to be warned of here. That Jehovah alone is God, and He alone is great and good, and He alone is to receive all the glory. And therefore the Lord smote Herod, and he was, it says, eaten of worms. You think of worms and how they work on earth, and he was eaten of them, and he died. Beloved, the wicked persecute the church, and the gospel keeps moving forward, and so the word of God grew and multiplied. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful that you are the God who answers prayers. And we even prayed this morning for Michelle, and here she is with us this evening. We're thankful and we praise you for answering our prayers concerning her. We're thankful that you have kept thus far Elias and Oscar healthy. We pray that you would heal them completely, if not already. And we ask that you would cause us to be unceasing in our prayers, and unceasing in our prayers even as the church. For we see here how you hear our prayers, and you answer our prayers according to your will, according to your sovereign decree that you planned from all, before all creation, before the foundation of the world, and eternity past. And you desire us to walk in good works, and one of those good works is praying. And so we pray that you would make us faithful prayers, and those who come and bow before the throne of grace and to seek your help in time of need. And so we pray for the souls of all of our congregation, especially the children and any who are far from you, that you would turn their hearts unto you that you would grant them the Holy Spirit and the regenerative power of the Holy Spirit to change their heart and change their wills, that they would seek after you in Christ your Son, that you would grant them the gift of faith by your grace and work that faith in them. And we pray that even for our children, even the ones who are just babies, for we know that you can save them too. For with you all things are possible. And so save them. And grant your gospel to go forth, that they would hear and believe, and they would love you and love your Son and love your Holy Spirit. And we pray the same, that all of us would love you more than all the things of this world. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then when we are praised or we're given thanks, that we would give you the glory. And we'd praise you, lest we become like Herod and die or become sick. But that we would give you the praise, for you deserve all glory. That anything good that happens is because of you and your eternal plan. And so we pray that we would give you the glory and the praise. Father, we had our congregational meeting this last week. We looked and saw how our finances are not in a good place and how we are struggling in that. And we prayed that you would provide for us. Of course, we primarily prayed that you would use each one of us to give faithfully, and thereby, in those means that you've given to the church, you would provide for us. And yet, in part, you answered in part that prayer by another church giving to us. And we're thankful for how you use them, the Hazleton Church. And we give you all the praise for working in their hearts and their lives to be so gracious to help our congregation, even though we didn't ask for it. And we're thankful for them. We ask that you would bless them all the more with your word and grant them growth in their hearts and cleanse them of their sin, the same we would pray for ourselves. And that you would use them to spread the gospel to those around them and their community, and that you would do the same here. Our Father, we're thankful for the gospel. We're thankful for salvation in Christ Jesus. And we ask that you would sanctify us in our hearts. We do pray also for our presbytery and the many churches of it, and ask that you would bless us all, that you would turn from our sins, that we would turn unto you in all things, that you would provide ministers of the gospel to those that need ministers in Manhattan and Laramie and San Antonio and Houston. We're thankful that you've called a man to the church in Denver, and he's wanting to accept that call, and pray that you would help him to finish his seminary training and his exams that he'll take before presbytery, and bless him, Father, and give discernment and wisdom to the presbytery in examining him. That we would judge according to your will. And that if he is to be ordained and is ordained of your Holy Spirit, then we would ordain him in acknowledging what the Spirit has done. Father, we ask that you would be watchful over us. We heard this morning of the many things in our culture that can easily take us in and deceive us. And even those works of your great enemy, Satan, and our great enemy. We pray that you would turn us from those things to the living and true God in Christ your Son alone. And we would follow his ways and the means that he gives in the churches and the word, sacraments, and prayer, and not add to or take away from your word. And when we do, we know that we would be falling for the lie that comes from him. And so, Father, we ask that you would make us to be of the truth, and especially the elders, to guide us, that you would make us faithful to your word, and that we would submit to your word alone. We ask also that you would build us up in number. We know that we've had quite a number of visitors lately, and pray that you would use you would bring their desire about that they would join with us, if that be your will. And if not, we accept that fully. We know that you have a plan. And yet always encouraging to us when those who want to join with us and therefore worship you and hear the gospel preached faithfully. And we pray that you would have the hearts of those who come, that they would love to hear you speak, your Son speak, and grant us that love as well. That would be all the more zealous and diligent in attending upon the means of grace and your word and worship. And Father, now as we continue worshiping you, we ask for your help. You would turn us to yourself from our sins. And you would cause us to seek the face of Christ, to seek your face. And you would show us by the means you've given your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.